from the top of Morning Thang Mountain. Transmitting across Virginia and around the world. The K92 Morning Thang.
Dr. Zach has written you your prescription for a big bowl of Friday.
Thank God it's Friday. Yes.
Oh, it's Friday, y'all. What you doing? Are you sipping coffee in your car, y'all? Boo. Do, 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 do. I'm terrible.
Do, 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 do.
I feel like I hear it every time you play it. I feel like it's for the first time.
Yeah, I know. Uh-huh.
I feel like it's the first. I was like, coffee in the car, y'all. Okay, she rhymed car and y'all. Okay, I see what she did there.
It catches me off guard.
I believe she rhymed coffee with terrible was the other line.
Yep.
Oh, I enjoy that song. I
Happy
enjoy
Friday.
Friday. Happy Friday, everybody, here on the K92 Morning Thang.
Because I'm going to get wasted.
Oh, man. Everybody's enjoying a little. Thang was having wine last night, were they not?
Yes.
Monica had a little wine.
Mm-hmm.
Antoine had a little
wine.
We
deserve it.
I had a little, I mean, I guess, would gin be clear wine?
Yes.
That's what it is.
Clear wine. Yeah, you know, clear wine.
Next level
myself,
wine.
I said Thursday counts as the start of the weekend.
Amen, sister.
Pre-weekend.
You really gave up on this whole dry January thing, didn't you? You really?
Now, I did have 3 days where I was like, okay, well, I'm not having anything. I'm just going to detox again.
Okay.
And then last night.
I'm going to retox.
Let me go ahead and do that. Give me those toxins. Hey, you know, I miss them.
What are you really accomplishing? And you did do like half the month, and then you had the weekend. And then, as you said, it was only during the week, and then Thursday's the weekend.
Thursday's the weekend.
And we're coming up with a lot of justifications right now.
Because Wednesday's the night before the weekend, so that had weekend in the title. And it's got weekend.
I really did have that conversation with myself. I sat there and I said, okay, so the weekend. What is exactly the weekend? I was like, but Monday is a work day. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday is the pre-weekend. So you should be able to have one drink.
Sure. And some
start
people
the kickoff.
And you have to think about it too, Monica. Remember, there's some people, the way they work, they do have to work on, say, Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah.
So then Monday and Tuesday, that's their weekend. Therefore, we should, out of respect for them, celebrate.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's
like
it's,
honor their weekend.
I know.
Somebody's
it's the right
weekend.
Thing to do.
So it's so interesting how we will talk ourselves into something that we probably, quote unquote, shouldn't be doing.
Uh-huh.
But if it's something we should be doing, oh, we'll talk ourselves out of that. Well, like, you know what? I need to start this new workout plan on Monday.
Yeah.
I can't start it on Wednesday.
The gym's too cold.
I got to start it on Monday. Mm-hmm. Or, oh, you
Nobody
know.
Nobody starts anything on Friday.
I'll catch up with my friend next week. Mm-hmm. They'll be okay.
Yeah. So you figured it out.
Yeah, I'm learning. Right. I'm learning.
Hey, life is short. Let's say to Monica, what happens is I get to the evening and I'm just making dinner, chilling.
Yep.
And I think to myself, was that it? Like, okay, I guess I just sit here until it's bedtime and then go to bed. And so I feel like it's a day wasted.
Yeah.
I should be doing something.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah. And if I'm not really going anywhere because it's Tuesday and I really only have 45 minutes, well, you know, it's just let's enjoy.
You can read. Like open a book or something.
Bedtime.
Yeah, see, nobody starts books on Fridays. Remember, it's Monday.
Yeah, it's Monday.
Reading starts Monday.
Yeah, I just said bedtime, like right when you want to fall asleep.
No, it's snow day. They canceled school. We don't have
Fair
to
enough.
Read.
Uh-huh. Virtual, yeah, exactly. I understand.
You gotta read when Alexa can read it for you. I mean, come on. Good morning, everybody. I'm starting to get concerned, by the way. I'm just going to put this out there. Uh-huh. Something's going on either in my brain or in the universe, and I don't like it. I don't like it. For the second time in a week, I had a dream that involved me being in Buffalo.
Oh.
I don't want to go to Buffalo.
I think
What's
you do?
Happening? What's
I
in Buffalo?
Don't, nothing. I don't. Please, nothing. Snow. Walls and mountains of snow.
Buffalo.
When I picture Buffalo in my mind, I picture those opening scenes on Game of Thrones when they show the wall just to the wildlings. And that's where Buffalo is on the other side.
So what,
it's just
what happened in the dream?
Well, the first dream I had earlier in the week was the cold dream where I dreamt that I was going to Niagara Falls, but I didn't have a jacket.
Yeah.
And I was very cold. Last night, I had taken a job in Buffalo.
Oh.
Nope. So you made so you were making money in Buffalo. Just follow me. You were making money if you took a job. In theory, you'd be making money, right?
Okay, but you know what? In order for me to take a job in Buffalo,
hold on.
Okay, fine, go ahead.
Now, we get on Monica for ignoring her dreams. You're going to like where this goes. We get on Monica for ignoring her lottery dreams.
Right, she has dreams, these visions. I mean, they're visions.
She said she had a dream
of lottery numbers. Oh, I'm telling. I'm telling everybody. I don't care.
I didn't even tell my mom.
Monica had a dream the other day, Antoine, of, was it like Powerball, Mega Millions, something? She dreamt of the numbers, and all but one of them actually did hit.
See? Yeah. And we get mad at Monica for ignoring those.
They were like in red, like almost just. Yeah.
Now,
I know, that's bad. Okay.
Sunday.
Yes, Antoine, go ahead.
At 6:30.
Uh-huh.
What's going on against the Kansas City Chiefs?
Buffalo Bills are playing.
Ooh, somebody is dreaming about the Buffalo Bills. Yeah. Somebody works for FanDuel Sportsbook. Mm-hmm. All I'm saying is,
bet on Buffalo.
You should hedge your bets right now.
Okay.
You need to put money on Buffalo Bills because you would yell at Monica for not doing it.
I like your explanation on that one as opposed to Monica's reasoning that I'm going to get a job and have to move to Buffalo.
No, we're not doing that one.
Because I'm going to tell you right now, in order for me to accept a job in Buffalo, I need to be paid so much money that I don't have to live in Buffalo anyway. All right? I can retire. I need to be paid enough money that I retire and I move away from Buffalo instantly. Uh-huh. That's what it would be. All right, Antoine, I like your theory.
Put some money on Buffalo.
Even though I'd rather watch them get rammed into the ground after what happened last week.
He's putting money on Buffalo.
I am, based off of your dreams.
Yep. Okay. Then I am too, because I'll be damned if you're winning off my dream if I'm not winning off my dream. Parents need a break.
Miss Monica's diamond of the day.
Miss Carrie Lynn needed a break. Now she's getting a longer break in jail.
Oh, well. Mm-hmm. You know, I guess if you want time away from your kids, jail's a good way to do it.
Yeah, Carrie Lynn, a teacher. She has two kids, two small ones under the age of 12. She decided, I need a break from kids, period.
All right.
And I want to go hang out with my boyfriend. She told her kids, stay at home, eat candy. I'm leaving. I'm going to Florida with my boyfriend.
Florida.
Yes!
All right, that's extreme.
That's extreme. You can't do that, Carrie.
My wife and I will occasionally go to, Tuco's for a couple minutes, but that's about it.
But they said she has two kids under the age of 12, and Carrie had it. She said, I am taking a weekend. And the dad, of course, is trying to reach her, trying to reach the kids. It's like, what's going on? So he was the one that had
What's the acceptable age to leave a child home alone, for an extended period
of time. And that's what they're talking about. What is the age? I don't know.
let me see. I was 13 or 12. I was 12 or 13 when I stayed at home for an entire weekend by myself. I think I was 12.
Yeah.
Because my brother was already at UVA and my mother military reserves at that point. And so she'd have to leave, the first weekend in every month.
Okay.
So every once in a while, she just let me stay there. And, people would come by and check. But I was in the house by myself, overnight and stuff.
See, my daughter's 12 going on 13, so that exact age. And while I'm fine with leaving her home alone for a while, or, a day or whatever, the night.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could do the sleepover portion of it.
I don't think I've been at home by myself.
Ever?
Ever.
Like, to today.
Wow. Hold on, y'all.
Jared goes out of town. He calls people. Like, hey, can you babysit?
You know, he actually does have friends ride by. Like, she's cool, man. She's all right.
I heard a noise.
No, but I think, when I was in high school, I still had someone, like my sister or someone, was just hanging out at the house.
Bedford, though, just I picture Bedford and your family, like there's just always people around. There's just always people around.
And that's the thing. I can't think of a time where there were.
So even if you tried to get alone, even in jail, there'd be people around.
You'd be like, hey, what's going on?
I can't get away from that person either. Yeah, my parents both left the country when I was 16. That was for a week.
Left the country?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Separately, they were divorced.
Yeah. When you say leave the country, that's a whole,
You go to Denmark, I'm going to
Puerto Rico is technically America, but
one
there and one in the Dominican Republic, and they left me a credit card and $100, and I had a license at the time.
Yeah,
so,
okay.
That 12 into 13. That's an interesting.
And I mean, Chatham is small enough to where people can come by. There's not a lot going on.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know in Roanoke City or Roanoke County if I would do that. But Chatham's
fine. And Chatham, they don't even have to come check up on Antoine. They just lean out the window and be like, Antoine!
Uh-huh.
I'm fine.
And I lean out the window back.
Yeah.
It works.
Put your ovens off, lock the doors. Yeah.
You're good to go. Antoine says the universe is speaking to me, telling me I have to wager on the Buffalo Bills.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Need to do it.
Text 52353. Zach, the universe is telling you to bet the Bills.
Do it. See?
You got to do it now.
That's a tough game. You get into this point, if you're a football fan and your team is no longer in the playoffs, where you sit there and you think to yourself, how could both teams lose in this game? I'd be okay with that.
That's what you're looking at right now.
Yep. Buffalo and Kansas City. That's one for me. Either side, I'm thinking, ugh.
And that's me for the 49ers and the Packers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, if there could just be a giant outbreak, not of COVID, but of something else that just
a,
it.
Like a rash.
You say outbreak,
just
like
a
you know.
Rash outbreak between two teams.
Yeah. Could they somehow tie and both get kicked out?
Yeah.
Something. That's what you want.
Check the emails.
Yep. You want them thrown out of the league for some reason and just told to go away. Unless, of course, you can win money off of it. That gambling is the great equalizer.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty much a pick 'em for the spread. Just saying.
I tell you this, what I get into with gambling, I don't know if it makes me a better fan or a worse fan. I think it makes me just more well-adjusted because you think about back in the day, oh, man, you're younger and your team loses. You're so mad.
Mm-hmm. Didn't you want to go to school the next day.
Throwing stuff at the television, just angry, mad, mad, mad. Last week, the Patriots got, I'd say, embarrassed. Maybe one of the worst losses in the history of their franchise. Mm-hmm. I mean, just awful. But I won $100. Like, I felt pretty good
Want some money.
Yeah. But I had that revelation a long time ago, and you can tell me I'm not a loyal fan, but I'll flip it on the other side, and this is when the turn started. It was when the Patriots lost the Super Bowl to the Giants with the guy on his head and the undefeated season and all that. Man, I was just angry for days.
Mm-hmm.
Depressed, even. And then I saw a picture of Tom Brady, quarterback of the New England Patriots, in Fiji with his family, smiling at the beach. And I'm thinking, well, if he doesn't care, why am I in the shower angry
right
now? Why?
Yeah.
Why am I doing this?
See, on the flip side, when the Cowboys lost to the 49ers on Sunday, I was upset. But then as soon as it was over, I was like, you know what? I'm living a pretty good life. Why is that going to bother me? I have this dance coming up on Saturday that I'm DJing. Dance canceled. Never mind.
Just messing with you. Now somebody's laughing.
The universe, man. Like, why are you smiling down there?
Let me get him.
See, these are the kind of struggles that you have in your life when Thanos is your roommate. This is what happens. Because Antoine, little known fact, if you didn't know, he's actually roommates with Thanos from the Avengers. Because he was given a choice yesterday, and who knows who. Full clips of this is on the podcast if you want to go get it. But he had to choose between, was it the Hulk, Groot, and Thanos?
With Thanos, you know, Thanos is a man of the environment. He could help me become more environmentally friendly.
Yeah.
He really doesn't want to fight. He just will do it for his cause. If I stay on the right side of Thanos, we're good to go.
He is intense. See, that's the problem with Thanos, though, is God forbid you drink some of his oat milk, he's going to snap his fingers.
Don't get him drunk. Tequila and Thanos, that doesn't mix at all.
That's TNT right there.
You know, I will say this about Thanos. I think he'd make an excellent wingman.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, he would.
Well, because you go out with Thanos, and, you know, you could introduce yourself to a fine young lady at the club and be like, hey, would you like to hang out? She's not interested. You'd be like, Thanos, snap a finger. And he puts his fingers up, and suddenly, she's interested again.
Or would he steal your girl? And then you can't really steal her back. You're like, okay, it's Thanos. Never mind.
I've become your wingman.
Uh-huh.
One thing you like about Thanos is he's a man that gardens and cooks. Because after he got rid of half of the world, half the universe, he's like he wanted to go retire to his garden and just, you know, so he'd be a little foodie.
Right. So that's when people meet out and they say, oh, my God, your roommate's with Thanos. What's that like? And you think, oh, he makes an incredible pesto.
So delicious.
It is just amazing.
I would watch him on a food channel.
Yep. You better. Monica says she's drinking tequila this weekend.
Helpful life tips. And then there's Miss Monica. Maybe helping one person. It's time for Fang Hacks on K92.
So if you see her on social media,
because I'm going to get wasted.
Get that screen grab ready.
No.
Quickly.
People are really quick with that.
Well,
they really are. So quick to.
What's going to happen is you're going to post something that you don't actually mean to post.
Yes.
And so you'll have roughly 3 to 7 minutes before somebody texts Monica and tells her to take it down.
You said 3 to 7 minutes?
You'll have three. Before somebody lets you know.
3 seconds.
No.
3 to 7 seconds.
It depends, because there was one time you posted like a bathing suit thing and it looked like you were exposed.
Yeah.
And it was up for a while.
Yeah, it was.
Before somebody said, hey, maybe you should take this down, and you finally took it down.
There was one person that sent a screenshot and I hadn't checked the message. He was quick and he was like, you need to take this down.
I had seen it like 3 times. I'm like, wait a minute. Is that really? Yeah.
So that's a mini thing, hacker. Nothing to do with any of this other stuff that we're talking about. $10 apartment.
Okay.
Antoine's going to help you get off the phone.
Yes, with Monica.
Monica's not going to like it. And then Lady Tequila, what do we have going on?
Okay, well, I'm
going
to save you money because the kids are at home eating all the food. I have a solution.
All right. Mm-hmm. I like that. How to stretch your dollar with the children. That's good. Yeah, you can spend $10 to buy an apartment building. Now, there is, of course, you're not getting the whole building, but this is kind of cool. I was looking up ways you can invest money for small amounts.
Because
something I do think is cool now about things like Robinhood is you can buy shares of stock or Bitcoin or whatever.
Yeah.
But I mean, one Bitcoin is $50,000 or $30,000 or whatever the heck it is. You can't do that. But you can buy a slice of Bitcoin or a slice of stock. Mm. You know, you can't afford a whole share of Tesla stock, but you can buy $2 worth of Tesla and at least get going down that path. So you can actually do that with real estate also, which I had no idea.
Okay.
So it's called Fundrise. And Fundrise gives you access to real estate, and you can diversify your portfolio. So you could $10.
Okay.
$10 on invest in the apartment. And then the way it works, too, because they own it somewhere, is when people are paying rent, you get paid your portion. I mean, obviously, it's a tiny fraction of a fraction. And if they sell the property, there's a profit of it.
I like it.
Yeah.
So, okay.
So, you know, you can
simple.
Own a little something, something.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, if you've never looked into it, too, with the stocks, you can do an app like Robinhood. I know there's other ones, too, that have crypto on there, too. And you can do Fundrise if you want to check out an apartment building. Antoine, save us. Save me. Save
All
us.
Right,
I mean, me. Me. Us. Me.
I'm saving you, Zach.
Thank you.
All right. Because, you know, you know, sometimes you'll get a phone call. And it'll be from somebody that you adore. Somebody you love. Mm-hmm. Somebody that's a big part of your life. But you don't want to be on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you want to get off the phone. This is this is not anything that's nice. This isn't anything that's normal, positive, like I typically am. This is, I am at my wit's end. I got to get off the phone with you. So, the next time that person calls you, while you're on the phone, put them on speakerphone. And then while you're on the phone, put them in airplane mode. Put your phone in airplane mode. Because what will happen, the phone will automatically hang up on them. And then when they try to call you back, your phone will go right to voicemail, which will then give you enough time to take it out of airplane mode to send them a text to say, hey, I'm in and out of service. Let's just text because my phone's not working.
Wow.
It's a very simple thing, heck, to get off the phone. You can revisit the conversation later. Just when you're on the phone with them,
I'm mad at y'all.
Put your phone into airplane mode. It will automatically end the call.
Yep.
You can text them and say, hey, I think that was on my end. I apologize. My service is spotty where I am.
Plus, if they try to call you right back, it'll go right to voicemail.
It goes right to voicemail.
Which is, you know, helpful.
I know, I know where you live. I know where Zach lives for sure.
Well, yes. And Monica,
I move.
You know how it is.
And I'll find you.
Our neighborhood does have spotty service.
See?
Now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
wow.
Man.
Okay.
All of a sudden,
okay.
Service.
Next time y'all don't pick up.
I do with Monica now. I've the way our situation has gone is when Monica calls me and I choose to answer the phone,
yes.
Which is like, I'd say 17% of the time.
Uh-huh.
I'll answer it. And then she'll talk, and really, she won't end the phone call. It'll be on, you know, it's
just
going
to
go
it's
forever.
Always on us to
Correct.
End it.
So eventually, I don't need to do this airplane mode thing. I finally go, I got to go, bye. And that's it. Like, we're just done. And it's I kind of adopted from your mother who just hangs up
she
on
hangs
you.
She hangs up on me all the time. She's so rude with it.
Mm-hmm.
Why, Trigger? Why?
When I try to get off the phone with Monica, it's like 3 to 5 attempts to get off the phone before she catches that I'm saying. So I'm like, all right, well, you know what? Huh?
No.
Yeah.
Okay. So you gotta
but no, I'll talk to you. Wait, say what, huh?
The only people, there's only two people in the entire world outside of me that will get this joke, but you have to give them the Tommy treatment.
How could you?
And you just gotta say, I gotta go. And you just hang up. That's all it is. All right, Monica, save us with the children.
Yeah, because the kids have been at home for a while, you know, the snow and everything else, just out of school. And so what do they want? Snacks. They're always hungry. They have breakfast, then they're hungry for a snack. Then they have lunch, and they're ready to eat again.
Mm-hmm. All the time. Snack, snack, snack.
All the time.
Day long. And you know, the one that drives me crazy, too, is when it's 5 p.m., and I'm already starting to get dinner ready.
Yep.
And I got them going into the pantry. I'm like, no,
we're about to eat.
But I'm hungry. I'm like, I know.
Mm-hmm.
20 minutes from now will be dinner. Well, I'm hungry now. Go get out of here.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. You spend a lot of money on kids, on food.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I saved money yesterday.
Oh, did you now?
Mm-hmm. Because the kids, they had a nice breakfast. I get home, and it's lunchtime, and I said, well, I think it's all right for you to go play the game, Hendrix, and Ava, you can call your little friend. They forgot about lunch.
Oh, okay.
they forgot, so, okay, dinner time.
Give them all their screen time that you've been depriving them of, and then the next
thing
you
know, screen time. That was their lunch.
Yeah, screen time was their lunch.
I saved some money there.
Yeah, and it's low calorie.
Very
so
low cal.
It's good for the food pyramid or whatever it is we do now. The food plate. Yes, of course. So there you go. That is your thang hack. You know, we haven't talked to Tommy in a while, by
I know.
The way. Tommy, if you're listening, call in. Miss Tommy.
Mm-hmm. You know, what you up to, Tommy?
Shovel his snow or see what's going on. Sing the next line. Me and Monica. Listen to that Antoine over there.
Woo!
with his attitude.
I know.
Thing is, he's going through songs as he puts them together, and he's like, you won't get this one. You might get this junk. One. You and your junk talk.
I like to push you guys. I love to find your competitive edge.
Yeah, you know what? We're going to call you dumpster mouth.
Whoa, that's unnecessary.
Because you got dump mouth. You got trash coming out of it.
Can I, be junk. Can I be the dumpster behind like a really delicious restaurant, though?
Chinese takeout.
No.
Dumpster. Yeah.
It's like run a restaurant week. Put me behind like a good restaurant.
No, I'm going to put you behind a place with syringes.
Damn.
Yep. All right. You got syringes now. Damn, that's a cold dumpster.
All right. So good thing I don't have to play this game with you guys. No, so we're going to do sing the next line.
Uh-huh.
We're going to have a listener come up. They are going to pick either you, Zach, or you, Monica, to play for them. I am going to play a clip, and you guys would just have to sing the next line of that song.
I can't get my buttons.
Are none of your buttons working?
Let me see. What's
going this on? Could
oh,
be really
come
bad.
On.
Oh, wait, there's one. Okay. Right. Yeah, that one works. I'm trying, where's my. Oh, hang on. Oh, there you're there. Did that one. There it is. Hello. Is this Vanessa? Vanessa.
This is Vanessa.
Oh, God. Okay. Okay. Vanessa. All right, my four is in some serious trouble.
I thought you were about to hang up on everybody. I was nervous.
About to. Yep. I will hang up on everyone. All right, Vanessa, you're here. You are first up. So it is your choice, Monica or Zach, to sing the next line for you.
I'm going to go with Miss Monica this morning.
All right.
All right.
You know what? All right. I'd like to try something new. I'm going to try the Monica. Let me go ahead and do that.
Is she on the menu? Hey.
All right, Monica, you and Vanessa. All right, so Monica, you've never been tailgating, correct?
No.
Have you ever been to a Virginia Tech football game?
Nope.
All right, well, shout out to the brand new Virginia Tech football coach, Brent Pry.
Hey, Brent.
I need to show you a picture of him. He looks like a man that carries an axe around.
Oh, anyway. I like that. Oh, I like that. I like that.
At Virginia Tech football games, they play Enter the Sandman by Metallica.
Or Enter Sandman, sure.
I need you to sing the next line of Enter Sandman.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Enter Sandman by Metallica.
Okay.
Oh, he does look like someone who would go to an axe throwing competition.
Yes, he definitely
like, go to one of those places. Okay,
so Monica Brooks, you're getting yourself fired up for the weekend. Fired up for Hokies football. This is a song they play when everyone goes running out.
Get to jumping.
Yeah, here we get to jumping. Here we go. Wait, let me check. Vanessa, how you feeling as we get into this?
Oh, don't ask.
I'm feeling like I should have picked you.
I'm sorry.
You're like, see what happens when I try something new. I should have just ordered the burger that I always like. All right, let's try it. Here we go.
Off to never, never.
Yeah.
All right, so enter home.
Uh-huh.
Enter home.
Enter home.
Enter
it's
home.
All right.
Yep. Okay.
Enter home.
Hokie Nation, get ready for it. It is.
Enter night.
Take my hand. Off to never, never land. Enter night.
Mm.
You're so close.
Enter home. Like what? I'm home. Honey,
I'm home.
I'm home. Well, enter home.
It's an exit light. Enter home.
Yeah.
So like
yeah,
they turned off the lights of their car.
Yeah.
See, Vanessa, that Ring doorbell edition of this.
And shout out to Brent because he has great hair too.
Okay.
Yeah,
I don't know what he does, what product he uses.
Yeah, Brent Pry, the new
coach.
He
puts it in his beard too. You can see that.
He definitely. That's a well manicured beard that guy has for sure. Very full.
He led the students versus Corps Cadet snowball fight this past weekend, so he's already getting good
he's
points.
Cute.
He looks a lot like my friend Jeff. I'm just going out there. Just, all right, Vanessa, have a great weekend, and just know that your choice ruined it for you because I knew
sorry,
that one.
Vanessa.
I totally knew that one.
Okay,
that's okay. All right, let's put Vanessa there. We're gonna drop that one. Let's do another round of this. Here we go.
Sing the next line.
All right, does my three work? Let's find out. Kelsey, is it you?
Yes, it's
okay,
me.
There's Kelsey. Good.
All
Kelsey
right.
is here. We're ready to roll. Now, Kelsey, you do get me this time because Monica entered her home.
Yeah.
And now here we is that an ADT commercial? Enter home. Everything is safe and sound. All right, what's my jam, man?
All right. Since Monica got my alma mater, Virginia Tech, you're going to get my favorite actor of all time.
Mm.
I need you, Zach, to get jiggy with it. Oh. I need you to sing the next line of Will Smith's hit song, Getting Jiggy With It.
It's only like two words.
Is that it?
Watch your mouth.
You
guys are rude. You guys are rude today.
All right, let me see if I've heard this song 5 million times. It's just it all.
I think you got this. I think Kelsey's a winner.
Kelsey, let's see what we got. I'm going to try to do this. Let's do it.
Baby, don't you want to dance?
That's not it. That's the wrong one.
I'm going to say Will Smith.
All of a sudden, that's a way better version of that song. I mean, good Lord. All right, here we go. Getting Jiggy With It.
What? You on the ball with your kid? Watch your step. You might fall trying to do what I did. Mama, I'ma come close side in the middle of the club with the rubber dub. No love for the haters. The haters mad because I got
floor seats at the Lakers.
All right. Let's see.
I think I got it.
Floor seats at the Lakers. Let's see if that's correct.
Ooh, I think I got this.
Floor seats at the Lakers.
Dork. Oh my God, I did it. Yay.
Monica, would you have known that one?
I don't think so. And it really is the adult kids bop.
No, it's not.
Oh, yeah.
It is adult kids bop. Right
yeah.
There.
No, it totally is.
Great song.
Nah.
Baby shark. Jiggy with it. Mommy shark. Yep, Jada Shark.
You add in Wild Wild West.
You make me regret things.
Hey, Kelsey, congratulations.
That's great. Thank you.
That's great.
Wild Wild West. Uh-huh.
You guys are rude.
Look, kids, Bob.
I got the thing.
You did. You
I
know
did
the
congrats.
Lyrics. You're a Will Smith fan. Yeah,
no,
you are.
He
knows the lyrics.
Yeah, but you know, it's sort of like how every parent has Baby Shark beaten into their head, whether they like it or not. That's what happened to me. It was hammered in there.
Mm-hmm.
But finally, I got to use it for the power of good. Yeah. I got Kelsey some food, so there you go.
The K92 Morning Thang, trending top three, number three.
Everybody wants to be cool. You all look cool.
Yes.
You don't all look stupid. You don't all look out of style. I hate looking out of style.
It's the worst.
It's the worst is when you realize that what you're wearing, which was in style, no longer is, and you've realized it while you have it on. And you're just like...
as you're going out in public.
Man, I remember that when I had to retire all my bootcut jeans because I looked and I thought, this is over, man. You look stupid.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well.
And then of course, you get your new style and you think, this is the best. I'm never going to wear anything other than these. And then eventually you'll throw those in the trash too. They say 2022, mullets is still a thing.
They're still rocking the mullet.
I mean, I've seen them come back. Like, I've seen them on TikTok. I've seen some country musicians with them. Like, they're becoming popular again.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh.
It's kind of that retro 70s, 80s throwback look with the mullets and the mustaches and everything. And I believe our justification this time is we know it looks bad, but we don't care. Mm-hmm. So that's what makes it fashionable, I guess.
I guess.
That rebel in you.
Yeah.
It's attractive to not care.
Should I get to do a mullet, Monica? What do you
think? Go for it.
You think? Yeah, how do you think I'll look?
Ridiculous. You're asking Monica. I'm sorry.
Oh, I mean, you were correct.
Well, he'd give me a real answer.
Yes.
Cool.
Yes.
You don't think I'll look young? There's nothing worse than someone trying to look young.
Yeah.
Barf.
Nah.
Let's see. Also, this is based on Pinterest and posts and searches and stuff like this. So it's people's behaviors. Mullets along with night dresses. What's a night dress?
A night dress?
You know what a night dress?
You're talking about just like going out dress? Or are you talking about like a gown or what?
It says night dresses. So I don't know what that means. Is that something to sleep in? Like you're sleeping in
it could be a nightgown or...
Yeah, what I'm seeing are like 90s. I'm seeing like
a night dress?
Silk and long.
Oh, yeah, but like big, long and kind
That's too much material.
That is a lot to sleep in. I feel like you look like Ebenezer Scrooge. I mean, a sexier version of it. But.
Yeah, that's just too much to wear.
Bedazzled stuff is back in style.
I haven't seen any of that.
Oh, my God. It's like 80s. Look at this. Checkerboard patterns, high puff hairstyles. I'm in the eighth grade again. Holy crap.
Yeah.
Kids love being retro.
They do.
They love the throwbacks.
Yeah. Oh, and this one, which I can't quite figure out, but I'm just intrigued by goth business casual. Whatever that is. I like it.
I like it, too.
I feel like that's Edward Scissorhands. Like, he seemed business
casual. If he had a job interview.
Yeah. You know.
He had an intern, intern Lavender. I feel like that was his look.
Intern Lavender.
Yeah.
Larry Lavender. That was preppy look.
Yeah. But
Monica's referencing an intern who interned on the show, I believe, a decade ago.
Yeah,
just so you know.
I think he's a lawyer now doing something.
I think he has kids. I mean,
he probably does.
Oh, wow.
He probably has a teenager at this point. Yeah. So goth business casual.
Okay.
I'm going to try that one.
One of the first pictures that came up, MGK and Megan Fox.
Oh, yeah, oh. Yeah, that's right. They are goth business casual. Yep. All right,
because he wears
it.
His suits.
Now
and
you're
all
out.
That. Yeah.
I'm going back.
Oh, you like MGK.
Get my bootcut jeans. Bring them back out. I almost ended the whole segment. I'm like, that was the first thing we did.
Number two.
This is one way to get out of a date. I mean, I suppose if we're going to have to live in this stupid world with the coronavirus, mm-hmm. we might as well start taking advantage of it. So this woman, she went viral on TikTok because she wanted to get out of the date she was in.
I went to the toilet, got my friend to send me.
She's in the bathroom. It's, you know, they're British and stuff. So she went to toilet, as she says.
I went to the toilet, got my friend to send me a fake COVID positive test, like text. And I changed the name to the NHS. Then I went down and I was like, from the toilet, and I was like, oh my God, look, I tested positive. And he was like, what are you going to do? And I was like, well, I'm going to have to go home.
Yeah. So she just went back out to the date and said, I have COVID. I'll see you.
Oh, oh man.
There like, you go. You have to use the things to your advantage. Mm-hmm. At some point, you have to flip it on its head.
Right. I am starting to get to the point that I do believe there are a handful of people that I've had plans with that have said, ooh, I'm just not feeling well today. Mm-hmm. I think that was the... I actually feel okay. I just don't want to do anything.
Yeah.
But, you know,
are you a little tickle in your throat?
Yeah. Like, I'm just a little sniffly today. Yeah.
Number one.
She ate too much sushi.
Oh, what happened?
She went to the ER because she ate too much sushi.
Wait, hold on. Time out. I understand why Zach did the baby voice. Why did you do the baby voice?
I don't know why.
Oh, wahabun.
Oh, wahabun.
Booba.
Both of you rude.
Yep. 32 pieces of sushi.
Goodness.
Put her in the hospital. That's she ate too much.
Damn.
Yeah, man, that's... I am not... this is why I don't do all you can eat. It's too much. Mm-hmm. You don't need it.
And you feel like you need to eat all you can. Like, and you feel like you need to be full before you can stop.
There has never been a time in my life, and I believe there has never been a time in anyone's life where they've gone to an all-you-can-eat anything and at the end of the night felt like they made positive decisions. There's no one that leaves feeling good. Everyone leaves going... Oh,
so full. Oh. Why did I do that to myself?
Yep.
And 32 pieces. Like, what do they do for that?
She had to go to the hospital because
get some chopsticks.
Well, she woke up the next morning. She had this pain in her stomach and chest, and she said she started to panic and couldn't breathe. It was a really bad case of acid reflux.
Oh.
But then she started freaking out. By the way, it was all you could eat sushi, 32 pieces, but she had already had four dumplings as an appetizer, some jalapeno poppers, and some miso soup.
Was she alone for this whole thing? Like, it sounds like she didn't have anybody there. It was just her own
says
little...
she and a friend.
Oh, okay.
Went to all you can eat
sushi. The friend's okay. The friend was just looking at her
Danielle,
like,
she was a semi-popular TikToker. So, I mean, shout out to Danielle for 11 million views.
There you go.
Almost thinking you're going to die. So, congratulations to you. Here are the top moments of the week. The week that was here on the K92 Morning Thang. All those other award ceremonies and shows are getting canceled or... pushed off, delayed, whatever. Mm-hmm. Not us.
No.
We're here every single week. Not hosted by Pete Davidson or Ricky Gervais or any of those other people. But we look back on the moments here on The Thang, and it is an all Monica Brooks edition of the top moments of the week.
Big time.
Yeah, you were doing stuff and saying things, and just you being you is what it is. But it stands out as top moments to other people. Because other people would be totally freaked out if they saw a ghost in the mirror. Antoine said it himself. He'd be very freaked out. If he saw a ghost in the mirror, mm-hmm. just looking in the bathroom, brushing his teeth, whatever, that would freak him out. Not Monica.
The ghost in the mirror. I just walk away from the mirror. I didn't see anything then. You know, just walk away from the damn mirror.
Very easy solution there.
Yeah, I was going to walk away. Erase. Hop in my car, head to work. Okay.
not today, ghost. I can just picture where Monica's in the bathroom and she's brushing her teeth and the girl from The Ring comes crawling through the mirror and she goes, you get back in there.
We're not doing this today. No. I'm not feeling it. I haven't had coffee yet.
Girl, please. Not with this. I don't think
I didn't pick up the phone and call you yet.
It'd be a great show on Netflix of all. It's about ghosts that have to go scare people, you know, to earn their money or whatever.
Yeah.
And Monica's just not having it all the time. And they go back and they're just like,
dang it.
Why with her, man?
So instead of Monsters, Inc., like on Pixar, mm-hmm. it's like Ghost, Inc., where we see the behind the scenes, and now they're all trying to scare her.
The show's called Son of a Monica. That's what it is. And you know why she's not afraid of the ghosts? It's because the ghosts really should probably be afraid of her.
They should be.
Yeah, because we learned about the kind of things that Monica wants to do with the dead. Some of our legendary forefathers and, you know, men of science.
Historical figures.
Yes, geniuses of history. And boy, Monica's just going to, well, they belong to her now.
I just want to, like a piece of Einstein's brain in a jar.
A piece of brain.
Just a piece of brain. And I'm thinking, like, maybe a little bit of his bone, and I'll turn to ash and put him in a cigar and smoke him. Like, something like that.
So, who are you smoking?
Like, Abe Lincoln. Oh, like, Abe, you know, like, something like that. You know, one of...
You're smoking Abe Lincoln with the piece of Einstein's brain?
Yeah, yes. Yes. I don't want all of it.
It's reasonable. She'll share.
I like, I like how you said it, like, I don't want all of it, guys. Relax.
Yeah. It's
not that crazy.
I will puff, puff pass Abe Lincoln. It's fine.
There you go. That's all. Y'all know Abe? Good old Abe?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's why she ain't afraid of the ghost. The ghost is like, oh, no, it's her. Oh, I'm gone. Oh. Forget about it. Oh, Monica. And it all starts here in the real world, in the living, because it makes total sense. All of this behavior based on Monica's everyday behavior, like the way she carries her money. I mean, how do you carry money, Antoine?
It's either in my pocket or in my wallet.
Right.
Huh. Yes, it's in my wallet or in my pocket, free-flowing.
I carry it one of two ways, in a wallet.
Yes.
Or in a money clip, which is a clip designed for money, in case you're wondering.
I forgot about the money clip.
Like, Antoine, what would you think, if I gave you an item and I said, what is it? What's its purpose? What is it used for?
Yes.
Just based on the name alone.
Based off of the name.
Okay, so I give you the name. Sandwich bag.
All right. It would be a bag for sandwiches.
Yes. Or Monica's money, because that's where she carries her money.
Jared doesn't like the way I carry my cash, but I like to carry my cash the way I carry my cash.
All right. Let's see how Monica does it, because this will also be a serial killer trait.
I like to just carry my cash.
Wait a minute.
Why do you have your cash in a plastic bag? Like a Ziploc bag?
Yes. This way I carry my cash. What's wrong with that?
Okay. Well, that's drug kingpin.
I know.
That's a different topic.
He keeps their money in baggies.
I do.
So, Antoine, incorrect answer. Sandwich bag is not a bag used for sandwiches.
So, if I had to pay you in cash and I put it in a bag, you wouldn't take that bag?
I would want to know what bank you robbed to get me this money in the first place.
I'm half expecting Monica to reach in her purse and pull out a sandwich that's being held by a money clip. That's really what I wait for. I wait for Monica to pull out a peanut butter and jelly held by a money clip.
What?
What's the problem?
What's the weird? Everybody does this.
A lot of people do this.
That would be hilarious if that happened.
Hell yeah. Those are your top moments of the week.
Hey, feeling good.
When people get it, like
feeling good, Lewis.
They're just having those Friday vibes. Mm-hmm. They're texting in, and it's all sorts of things. I mean, Tanya and Callaway text in, feeling good. COVID has been running through the entire family, but they're at the tail end.
Good. Yep. Yes.
We were just talking about COVID because COVID is stupid.
It is.
Killed Meatloaf, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
The singer Meatloaf.
Yes.
Just for any kids listening that never heard
of
the musician.
Meatloaf, Mom. We had that last night.
Mommy's dead.
It gives you COVID. Oh, my God. Yeah. Text 52353 is Kimmy and Buchanan. Woke up suddenly thinking I was late. Got ready in a record amount of time. Rushed out of the house. Made it to work. Only to realize I'm an hour early.
Okay.
Wow.
And she says, Friday vibe is I get to sleep in all day tomorrow to make up for this crap.
Okay.
That's good. Every Friday morning when I wake up. That's exactly the first thing in my head.
Is that
I don't have to do this crap tomorrow morning. That's the first thing every Friday morning.
Antoine, what kind of crap you got right now?
But no, I'm also feeling good because as of right now.
I don't have to look at your stupid faces tomorrow.
As of right now, it's a no snow weekend. I'm just over it. I'm over the snow. I'm over shoveling. I mean, the kid, because you know Uncle Twan loves the kids. They got their break from school for the most part. Teachers got their break from the kids. Next week, we can hopefully go back to normal.
Yep.
No snow this weekend.
Yeah. I mean, we still got to look at this dingy-ass stuff from earlier,
I know it
too.
Is so ugly,
I was like,
though.
It's just in the way. It's in the way.
Mm-hmm.
Like right now, I want to frolic. I can't even frolic.
No, you can't.
There's so much snow out there.
No, it's ridiculous. You're frolicking. It's being held inside.
I know.
You're against your will. You want just
so
a man
rude.
Who wants to frolic. You can text in 52353. Let's see. Natalia in Blacksburg feeling good. Today's the last day of my internship. Officially done with her bachelor's degree.
Congratulations.
Look at that. I like this person. What's giving me Friday vibes? This big breakfast I'm about to devour.
Oh, yeah.
I need to know what you're having.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, what are you having? 52353.
Vegan sauces. Don't tell.
us.
Yeah, then it doesn't count. See, Vanessa, I'm excited for Friday and the weekend. I get to hang out with my work peeps at the clubhouse, get to dance, have a cocktail, not worry about life.
At the clubhouse.
We need to go to the clubhouse.
Where's the clubhouse?
It's in Lynchburg, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Vanessa's in Lynchburg.
Unfamiliar with the clubhouse.
Mm-hmm. We weren't invited.
What's up over there? See, don't say things like that, because now she's going to invite us and none of us are going to want to go. So, finally got a blanket from a car because the heater don't work very well, but I'm grateful, making today a good Friday.
There you go.
Goddamn Friday vibe.
Feeling good, Lewis.
And you know it is true love when you text things like this. 52353, they're feeling good. Husband going out with the boys, so that means alone time once the child goes to bed.
Yeah.
So it's, I love that person so much, can't wait for him to get the hell out.
I just need some quiet.
Yeah, just to sit back, yep. Have a glass of wine.
The little things that bring you joy, like Monica's love of lemons, right?
Oh, yeah, yes. Yeah, I just get excited about lemons. I don't know why.
Are you feeling good about lemons?
Why are you excited about lemons?
I don't know. I guess just the zest.
Like, the zest.
I'm like, I have some lemons at home. I'm like, I need to do things with lemons. And so I've been squeezing them in my water, squeezing them in my hot tea. I've been just
squeezing them in my children's eyes.
I know. Woo, get out of here, kids. Yeah. Yeah, I just place them on the table because they look all bright and vibrant. So
I'm just loving my lemons.
I'm loving all my lemons.
The simple things.
Yes. Yeah.
The really simple things. Yeah, you can text in to 52352. Let's get Jennifer in here. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi.
Hi, what's giving you them Friday vibes? What do you got going on?
Well, I normally work at a grocery store, but then we were pretty busy last week. But this week, I have nothing to do. I have the weekend off.
Oh, my God. Look at that. See, Jennifer, she's excited about some of the same things I'm excited about. Not having to go to the grocery store today. I don't want to.
Yes, but she's also excited for what I'm excited. No snow means nobody in the grocery store whenever she gets back.
Yeah.
To,
yeah.
Combination.
So, see, Jennifer, it's good because now that we don't have another snowstorm, you can only go through the normal empty shelves of the grocery store as opposed to the really empty
chains.
Shelves, right? So you enjoy your weekend, okay?
Well, thanks. Yeah, I have zero plans, so I'm thrilled.
Okay, good. And you just sit there. Just sit there. Don't
relax.
You know what, Jennifer? You say zero plans, so that is it. You are now legally required. Mm. You just sit there. You sit there and you do nothing. Don't you move, okay?
Honestly, sounds good.
Okay, good. She's just going to sit right there. Is it coming up? Antoine's binge watch weekend is on the way here. Are we talking about Ozark at all?
Yes.
Ah,
yes.
Yep,
because
see?
I know that you're excited about that.
I'm feeling good. I watched the season finale from last season yesterday
to catch up,
just to get warmed back up and reminded it of everything. I won't spoil it for anybody though. Monica's just full of a love of lemons today. She's just loving lemons. And this person said, text 52353. I eat lemons like oranges. Totally get the excitement.
Ah, mm-hmm. Yo.
Oh, hell to the yes.
Yep. Some people, they say, you take life gives you lemons, you make lemonade. Monica's like, life gives you lemons, you have lemons.
You have lemons.
K92 Morning Thing blows your mind.
You're like, thank you, life.
I appreciate it.
Appreciate it. So happy right now. Not happy about your story, Monica. Not that you have brought this story, but I don't know who these people are.
Jerks.
But they need to GTFO.
No fun. Yeah, because you know we always talk about wine and how it's healthy to have a glass of red wine. It's good for your heart.
Yeah. It has
antioxidants and all
that
stuff.
I was like flupines. I
something.
Don't know.
Yeah. Well, they're saying now it's not good for your heart.
What?
Experts say.
What experts?
I don't know. People. Boring, lame people.
Yeah, exactly.
A glass of wine a day is not good for your heart.
Because let's remember something here, right now. There's doctors out there who got C's in medical school. Let's just point that out. They're doctors.
Yeah.
Not every doctor got A's. Mm-mm. Somebody had to graduate last in doctor class.
They had to.
That's this dillweed.
Yeah. So they said they were lying to the public by saying that it's good for your heart.
Okay,
people want to have a glass of wine. Why you got to do that? Why?
Because you know what? I am no doctor. I don't even play one on TV. Mm-hmm. I didn't even stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night. I have no idea what I'm talking about. But I can tell you this. You know what's bad for your heart? Everything. Life.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah. Getting older by the day. That's what's bad for your heart. So we're just at least going to enjoy it.
Yeah.
Tell me you can't have wine.
We're dealing with COVID and stuff. Why you got to just ruin wine?
You know, I'm not even a big wine drinker, but I'm going to drink some wine this weekend
to
stick it to that guy.
Mm-hmm.
So if I have a heart attack on Sunday, I mean, that's, okay.
Don't
that's
that.
Really ironic right there. You ever had an animal trapped in your house? Like an animal gets in your house, some sort of unusual animal.
Not my house, but my friend's house, like right up the street. They had a bird in there one day.
Yeah.
Ew. Or one night, rather.
And it is freaky. I had, when I was a kid, a hawk crashed through the window of our upstairs bathroom, killed itself.
Okay.
But, I mean, this was a hawk. I don't know what, like, dive bombed, I think, from the moon came all the way down and crashed so severely into the house. Like, my mother thought there was an explosion in the house.
I bet.
And this, I mean, knocked furniture over, just smashed it all over the place. So how about a moose in your basement?
Okay.
That one is very confusing because you go downstairs in the basement and there's a moose there.
Yeah, like, wait a minute. How did you come through the front door? How did you get downstairs?
How did the moose get down there? Like, moose go up and I guess the moose somehow fell through a window, a basement window, because it was snow covered and just like walked on the window and pow, fell on through.
Oh, gosh.
Can you imagine like a moose in your house? It's one thing to have a bird.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, this is Colorado. It went to the basement, and they posted about it on Facebook. Rescued a moose that had become trapped in the basement of a house and had fallen through a snow-covered window well in the home's basement.
Yeah. I'd be terrified.
Or either just have food.
It has to get out at some point. I don't want the moose going into the bathroom in the basement.
Well, that's a lot to clean up.
Yeah, like,
Monica
it has
says
to get out.
Food. Are you going to butcher that moose yourself? Just down there? Monica's like, get the machete.
Wait. Yeah, so like, you're saying the moose is food.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you were saying to feed the moose.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Moose burgers. That's what she's talking about. Do you remember who you were talking to?
I forgot.
I mean, come on.
Sometimes it's traumatizing.
Antoine, Zach. Monica. Monica, Antoine.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List. Number 3.
I think this is cute. Anna Kendrick and Bill Hader, they've been dating.
Okay.
Secretly for a year now.
Like a year, right?
Yeah. Bill Hader's
cute.
Funny.
Yeah, he is funny.
He said, like, oddly, just, and he talks like this.
Yeah.
Tanya, what's wrong, Tanya?
He looks like Johnny Knoxville to me.
A little bit.
I can see it. Yeah.
He's, his show on, I think it's HBO, Barry.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Okay.
Weird. It's a weird show. Because
I've heard
good
things.
He's a hitman, but it's a comedy.
Okay. I might check that out.
All right. So
they're both
been
very private, and they said the pandemic has helped their relationship. So no one's really in their business.
Mm. They've finally gone out to dinner for the first time in a year.
Number 2.
And just something for you to Google and watch on your own time. Meg Thee Stallion, her video, her new song.
God. Don't do it at work.
With, I think, is it Shensia?
Shanisa?
I don't know. But either way, watch the video, Lick, if you want.
Really?
Not at work.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe not even at home. I'm not sure. All right, you know what? Watch it in incognito mode. I'm going to go ahead and suggest that one.
So just for your,
okay.
Your Friday.
That was your
that's
heads
it. Up? Yeah,
oh, that's
it. That's it. Because I can't really tell you much about the
that
video.
That was the whole story.
And I can't really describe a lot about it. I just put it out there. That's it.
That's just Monica's binge watch weekend.
That's your happy Friday. Good Friday.
I guess.
Number 1.
Now we got to talk about Adele. Because this is so bad for her. Because she has to cancel her shows in Las Vegas. Because of COVID.
Yeah.
Everything's because of COVID.
Well, and it's not because she don't have COVID
or anything.
But Adele's supposed to have this big Las Vegas residency.
But half her team has COVID.
People are paying tons of money for this thing. And this is supposed to be opening weekend.
Yep.
And she had to announce that it ain't ready. So opening weekend is canceled.
I'm gutted and I'm sorry it's so last minute. We've been awake for over 30 hours now trying to figure it out and we've run out of time and I'm so upset and I'm really embarrassed and I'm so sorry to everyone that's traveled again. I'm really, really sorry.
So what sucks is a lot of people are already there.
I know.
Because, you're going to Vegas. It's
a
trip.
It's a
big thing.
So
what do you do, though, for that? Like, just refund the ticket, but still people, they fly out?
And there was that whole controversy about how expensive the tickets got, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because people were upcharging and all that, so some of the people who are already there already paid way over market value for these tickets.
How does she even?
I don't know.
How do you
fix
that?
Saying some people paid $30,000 for tickets. I'm thinking, all right, well, I don't feel bad for that person.
But
that's
you
kind of
do, though.
But I do feel bad for a normal person who put together a trip to Vegas because what they're saying is, like, the entire series isn't canceled. It's just it's not ready yet.
Yeah.
So
the people who have the tickets for this will get lumped on to the end.
Mm-hmm.
But what's to say you can come back?
Right.
You're already there. You spent your money.
It really sucks for her.
So what do you do for that? And you probably paid a premium because it was opening weekend.
Yeah.
So now even if you try to resell your tickets, I'll give you an example. I was supposed to go to the Virginia Tech Pitt game on New Year's Day because my daughter was dancing at halftime and it ended up getting canceled because of COVID. So I got stuck with 6 tickets to a game I wasn't even going to go to and it got rescheduled to a Monday night. So now what was a $50 ticket is being resold for $10.
Yeah.
So there's
Yeah. This really,
you have to go.
It's a terrible situation for
so
everyone.
So if anyone would like to overpay for some Tech basketball tickets, shoot me a text at 52353. Now we can do the happy hour hip hop thingamajig. All messed
hip-hop
up.
Hip hop spelling bee.
I know. I was playing the wrong thing before. All messed up. The hip hop. See, I'm not even doing this one right either. Antoine,
I was waiting on you.
You weren't in here a minute ago, but this played. I put it in the wrong spot.
Hold on.
I was all distracted. I'm going to screw this up. There it is again. I said the hip-hop spelling bee. The hip-hop spelling bee.
It showed up.
Hey there, Friday. How do you do? You took too long to get here. What's wrong with you? Stay right here and never leave as we play the hip-hop spelling bee.
Yeah. It's not how you start. It's how you finish.
Yeah.
Adequately.
There you go.
It's Antoine. It's Monica in the game of spelling. I just give you a wrapper, you spell it, and that's how the hip-hop spelling bee works. You know what? You can text in right now to 52353 because we have some passes to the Lancer lot if you want to go skating, and includes the rentals and everything, do some ice skating on their rink. So text in to 52353. Who's going to win? Will it be Antoine? Will it be Monica in the game? The hip-hop spelling bee here.
Round one.
On the thing. Monica, round one is young, okay? It's the young round.
Okay.
Would you like to go first or second?
I'll go second.
Okay. Antoine, here's your young.
All right.
Please spell young chop.
Young chop. Young chop.
Young chop.
All right. I'm going young chop. YUNGCHOP. Young chop.
Mm-hmm. Is.
Oh!
That means you're wrong.
Sorry. Bully ratatouille.
Monica, your chance to steal. Young chop.
Young chop. I still feel like it's YUNG. CHOPP.
I almost thought you was just going to do it the same way.
I thought you was too.
Young chop.
I was hoping. The same way. Well, so wrong. Sorry.
That means you're wrong.
The correct answer is YOUNG.
Yeah.
CHOP.
Oh, now they
want
to be all correct and stuff.
Yeah, now he wants to be all correct and stuff. But you're mad at him when he spells it wrong.
Yeah.
And then when he spells it right, you're mad at him too. Yeah, it is a no win. Well, it's a no pointer also. Fine. Here's yours in the young round, Monica. Young book.
Young book.
Young book.
Is he going to come correct? Huh.
Is he?
Young book.
You little book over there. You're like a children's book. You're like
since
Goodnight
he's,
Moon.
He's book. I think he's YUNG.
Okay.
B-O-O-K. Young book.
Is.
Oh. That means you're
really?
So wrong, but why is the question. Antoine, young book.
Let me just hear him one more time. Make sure you're not doing it weird.
Young book.
Ooh, I can't remember if Monica did OU or just you now. Can't remember.
Can't help you.
I'm going young book. I hope you didn't say this already. YOUNGBOOK. Young book. Is that what she said?
Not what she said.
Okay.
That's not what she said. It's also wrong. I'm sorry.
Wrong.
Oh, man. Young book. YUNGBOOK. E. The E is silent. Oh, man, I'm sorry. Book.
Like a name.
Yeah, it's a book. So no points for anybody in that round. Here we go.
Round two.
Antoine, yours in round two. Please spell Coy Leray.
Coy Leray.
Be a cousin of the kid Leroy. Coy Leray.
Because I'm twinning them. That's the song she sings.
Yep.
It's... Oh, you know the song.
Uh-huh. Right.
But I don't know if I know how to spell her name, though.
Coy Leray.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Coy Leray. C-O-I L-E-R-A-Y. Coy Leray.
Coy Leray.
Mm-hmm.
Monica's
That's
nodding.
It.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That is it. Coy Leray.
I enjoy that song.
She's on my playlist.
All right. Yeah, see, Monica, you chose wrong in this. Could have done it the other way. You need this one to tie it up. It all comes down to you and Shaboozy.
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 Shaboozy. Hey, Shaboozy.
Shaboozy.
I like Shaboozy.
Shaboozy.
I don't know anything about him or her.
Shaboozy.
Okay, Shaboozy,
I just
think
like the name. Shaboozy.
$HABOOZY. Shaboozy.
Get it right. We go to tiebreaker. And you, my dear, are.
I'm sorry.
Well,
that means
all I
you're
do
wrong.
Is win, no matter what. Got money on my mind. I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up.
And what they do.
And they stay.
Oh my. so sorry.
How close was she?
Not really.
Okay.
There was no dollar sign, so it's Shaboozy, Shaboozey. Shaboozey!
Okay.
Yep. Congratulations, Antoine.
There.
You are the winner. We'll pick from the Antoine pile. Binge Watch Weekend is next. What's worth watching? Check it out here on your thing.
Antoine's Binge Watch Weekend.
We need stuff to watch.
Yes.
Yep. We need to be told what to watch because otherwise too much stuff. It's just, you got your
so
Netflix,
many things.
Hulu, HBO, Plus, Max, Apple TV,
yeah,
Plus, Disney, Plus, with a Max, Plus,
so many
Paramount,
streaming services.
Plus, Fubo.
So many exclusives. Tubi still exists.
Tubi.
Yeah,
Tubi.
Let's not forget that one.
IMDb, everything else. Yeah. There's too many. Prime.
All right, well, we have a couple of things that we can watch over the weekend, and we're going to start with something that Zach is very excited about. So excited that he went and watched the season finale last night to prepare himself for the season
premiere.
The season premiere.
First episode thingy.
Yes, so the first thing, and I'm going to allow Zach to talk about this, is Ozark Season 4 Part 1. Premieres today on Netflix.
Yeah, because this is the final season.
Yeah, they're breaking it into halves.
So they do it in the thing. I mean, this hasn't been on since COVID. So finally, it's going to return.
Mm-hmm.
But if Netflix would just give me Stranger Things, it's finally just...
That's never coming back, I don't think.
I know.
Oh, it's coming back. Be quiet. Ozark, if you've never seen it, is awesome. It's Jason Bateman, who's... I mean, it's funny. It's a really dark show.
Yes. Yeah.
But dark comedy, too, if you're into that kind of thing. And he is a money launderer for the mob.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about just him having to move to the Ozarks and figure out how to launder money while he's there and the whole thing.
And it's a super addictive show. From everything I've ever heard about, it's like as soon as you start watching it, because if you haven't watched, like I said, season 4 premieres today.
Yep.
But if you haven't started watching it, go to season 1. It starts with an accident of a money laundering scheme by Jason Bateman that ends up having him in the target, in the bullseye of a Mexican cartel.
Yeah.
So where they're running from them, and now it just continues to go. And he's almost free in season 4.
Yeah,
but not.
You know, they always pulling you back in. That's how it works.
I'm going to jump back in
that one. I won't spoil anything, but it does have a lot of wah! Moments to it all over the place. Excellent show. Highly recommend Ozark if you're into that kind of thing.
Yeah.
If you're not, then this is very much not for you, and you can go watch Friends or whatever it is.
All right. Well, I also have something on HBO Max. If you like seeing scantily clad men, there's a reality show on HBO Max. Finding Magic Mike is the reality show where they're looking, because you've seen Magic Mike or at least heard of the movie Magic Mike starring Channing Tatum, where it's men dancers, male dancers. Exotic dancers.
I believe they like to be referred to as men dancers.
Men dancers. Well, HBO Max now has a reality show where they're looking for the next Magic Mike. They're finding some men that need to get their groove back.
Maybe real guys, you know. So because I watched a couple
it's like
episodes.
Charles from Food Line.
Yeah, and they just want to show that they have moves, or people that say, okay, you know, I got the dad bod, I can't be out there. Yes, you can.
Yeah,
you can do your thing.
It's 10 men who feel like they've lost their magic. They're trying to regain it.
All right.
I'll
put that in my queue. Sure. We get right on that one.
And last but not least, something that Monica and I are watching right now. It's on Netflix. It's called Archive 81.
Archive 81.
And what stood out about this to me is there was a headline that said new Netflix show is keeping everybody up at night. And let me tell you, this is creepy.
It's a horror.
It's horror.
There's not like blood and guts. It's not like gore, at least not so far that I've gotten into.
Is it a show or a movie?
It's a show. Okay. It's a series.
But it'll put you in your thoughts. It's one of those.
Like, I don't like my thoughts.
Like you'll go to sleep and you'll be like, make you think a little bit.
And it's part of the reason why I'm scared of mirrors. And it's one of those things where I'm like, if I'm looking in the mirror, my reflection better do everything that I do.
You know, I find it scary when there's something that puts me in my thoughts like this, but it's scary when it puts Monica in her thoughts.
Exactly.
I enjoy it. It makes you a little anxious.
And a disclaimer, it's one of those shows that you have to be paying attention to.
You can't
have it on while also texting. You can't have it on while doing other things. It can't be like a background kind of show.
Well, what kind of TV show is that?
It's what you have to focus on, because there are so many things that... It's not sound, like you have to see it.
And I think that's why I enjoy it, because I have to focus. It
and
makes
you don't
me,
do that
and I don't
often.
Do that well.
Sorry, I'm on Candy Crush. What'd you do?
But so far, I'm halfway through it. I love it. Monica loves it. So I'm excited to finish it.
There it is.
All right, so I'm going to run down it one more time. On Netflix, we have Ozark Season 4, Part 1. So it's the last season of Ozark, the first half of it. On HBO Max, Finding Magic Mike. And also on Netflix, Archive 81.
K92MorningThang.com. If you want to see any of the trailers, you need a reminder of any of these things. Now go forth. Watch stuff. A couple of crazy stories here.
It's the K92 Morning Thangs. Yeah. Most viral.
But first, it's not so much a story. It's what happened while she was doing a story. Because she's a reporter in West Virginia, was doing a live shot when the weather was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
She got hit by a car.
Oh, I did see that.
While reporting and kept reporting. Mm-hmm. I mean, props to her.
They're not seeing any flakes, but wet roads, water main breaks.
I just got hit by a car, but I'm okay,
that's
Tim.
That's first word out of you, Jory.
You know, I would
you have to talk to yourself and tell yourself, I'm okay.
You do. And then it's always the talking head back in the newsroom is always the same emotionless weirdo. Boy, that's a first for you.
I'm okay. I just got hit by a car, but I'm okay, Tim.
That's first for you on TV, Jory.
Well, that's a first for you.
We're all good. Are you okay? I'm okay. Yeah, you know, that's live TV for you. It's all good.
Yeah, and she kept doing the whole report.
And that person in the car, you okay? We'll speed off real quick.
Did you get my license plate on that camera?
You good. Oh, we'll drive away.
Yeah.
It was like back in the day. Remember Grape Girl? The girl hits her face with the grapes.
The ow.
Yeah. And I mean, she's supposed to be doing this story. She's stomping on the grape. She trips and falls. She smashes her face on the ground. She's probably broken all of her front teeth or, you know, her nose. She can't breathe. And they go back into the newsroom. Ooh, it looks like she took a bad fall. Ouch. Yeah. This story is wild. Like, it really does sound like a podcast. He's a former Olympian. Trevor Jacob barely missed out on a bronze at the Winter Olympics in 2014. Now runs a popular YouTube channel and a website called adventured.com. Mm. Had to jump out of a plane a couple years ago. He was in a single engine plane, had to parachute out. And now, after the investigation, the FAA is fairly certain that he staged the whole thing for YouTube views.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Liar.
Yeah. Huh. This is from the actual crash is what had happened here. So back when there was crashed a plane on purpose. 2014 was the Olympics. Last year is when he crashed the plane.
Ow. Oh, my gosh. Get me out of this. Come on.
I guess I should probably document what's going on. I cut my finger pretty bad. Got my elbow. I'm just so happy to be alive. Well, where the hell am I going to land a freaking plane? I'm going to die. That's why I always freaking fly with a parachute.
Yeah. So there were some red flags of this was he had bought the plane, which was in really crappy condition anyway. He was flying with the parachute on, which other people were saying, I don't really do that. Yeah. And it was November 24th. And what is significant about November 24th? Well, last year it was the 50th anniversary of D.B. Cooper, that guy who jumped out of the plane all the way back in the day.
And
they
money
never
went
found
missing.
Him and the money and all that stuff. Yeah.
And the only reason I know about D.B. Cooper is because of Loki on MCU.
MCU.
Yeah, I didn't. I never heard of him. And then it caused me to do research because he's a character in Loki.
I always knew it from the Fox show Prison Break.
Oh, yeah.
Because
they
used it on that also. I mean, it's been used in pop culture a million times.
We were talking about it last week. My father-in-law came over and for whatever reason, we had the conversation about it. So.
Oh, and I've listened to it. There's a D.B. Cooper podcast. And let me just tell you, it's like every other one of these mystery podcasts where you waste 8 hours of your life and they have no extra solutions at the end. Mm. Searching for, looking for, trying to find whoever the hell it is. They have no answers in the end.
Right.
D.B. Cooper's with Richard Simmons somewhere because I can't find any of them anywhere. So, yeah, wild story. Oh, and you do go to jail if they find out that this is the deal because you did just drop a plane out of the sky for no reason.
The K92 Morning Thang. Hear more at K92Radio.com.